Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, we are technically live on this 144K mass energetic planet changing intervention, shifting the whole direction of all of humanity on this critical nexus planet. This is your loving servant, the Unknown Light Warrior, waiting for the thumbs up on what is now six platforms that we are live streaming on. So that the thumbs up will come in a minute, and I'll just keep on talking for now as if we are definitely I am definitely being heard, which I more than likely am. Welcome, beloved ones, and congratulations to being at the right time, at the right place, at the right time. And we're live on most platforms, just checking in on X. And Facebook wouldn't connect at this time, but that's okay. They probably would have censored us anyway. So, you know, the us resistance people are still a little underground. But, of course, that storming of the Bastille, we all know, is coming soon. It's looking better than ever. So, for those of you who are sensitive or sensitive enough or simply well enamored shenanigans of, at this point, mainly just the physical dark ones, you know, that there are rituals galore going on. And so, as always, we'll be working on them. Initially, before we make that massive, per your soul purpose, your true identity, that massive transformation in big step up into the light age, because the energetic war, the war over pretty much everything except the actual physical surface of the planet, that has to be not just won, but finalized. It's, I suppose, incumbent on us, not just our respective soul responsibilities and purpose, but incumbent on us and expected of us to complete the victory, the war over energy, down to the surface. So that come November, the victory on the physical plane, surface of the planet can be actualized. Otherwise, it doesn't end up being actualized. The multidimensional source-run quantum AI system that the White Hats largely follow
simply won't be giving them the green light, so-called green light, until certain energetic markers and parameters are met. Enter the 144K. And off-world forces with things like Mjolnir cannons and so forth, but that's, you know, half the picture is what we do, what you and I do here and now. Who do we bring in? Who do we channel? That changes the game and brings us to freedom. And the return of love as the primary governing force. All the way to the surface. It's pretty much everywhere else except the surface. Although granted, it is appearing in pockets here on the surface. Our job is to expand those pockets of light. And it's a classic case of expanding our consciousness beyond its current limits, levels and boundaries. Because freedom always lies just beyond that limit, the current limit of our consciousness. Okay, everything is live and working except Facebook, but it wouldn't connect when I was setting up the live stream for those of you using the new live stream feature. The off-world forces, positive off-world forces, are, I'm feeling their, viscerally feeling their encouragement more than ever now, because they're confirming that, this next 2 weeks, you know, there's a new moon meditation on Halloween night. Again, the energetic war has to be won by the new moon or Halloween night. Their exposure via black magic rituals for the most part. There's still some technology involved, but black magic rituals for the most part will be utilized to expose what needs to be transmuted. And once again, the 144K will be changing the news by changing the timelines, by changing the overall frequencies, by clearing blocks. And that's quickening the process and our destination back to galactic society. So begin to breathe deeply through your nose. Off-world forces are seemingly simply saying, yeah, just one or two more pushes. Because come November, beginning with the United States, a lot of the unconscious majority will get, let's just say, very scared, which may allow for the triggering of chaos. Which would mean albeit temporary, Black Hat victory if they achieve chaos. And that's just not just me saying it. A particular white hat, military white hat in Australia saying that. Chaos equals Black Hat victory, which is unacceptable. My job, as always, is to draw your highest light and sacred gifts per your soul purpose. And to make sure your soul has the biggest impact. And believe, truly believe in your unique potential at this critical juncture. To finalize and complete the energetic liberation of the surface of this planet. Where physical liberation in the coming months simply becomes a natural and inevitable formality almost. Take another big, deep breath. And I'm going to say to your higher mind, so-called subconscious mind, as you breathe in deeply, slowly, breathe in spirit. Don't try to limit that with your rational mind understanding of that. Allow and go beyond that. When I say, breathe in spirit. And you're breathing through your nose. All right, I'm going to save the best for when we're up there. Begin to engage your true identity, higher identity, true purpose here. Begin to, through a simple intent or decision, begin to disidentify with your current physical, incarnational, incy-wincy little identity. And breathe in spirit through your nose. For this is our moment, not theirs. They can walk around in circles about 100 miles an hour. It's not going to do anything. Now let's go ahead and realize our freedom and the full restoration and governance of goddess love, and her energy. Let's see what secrets we discover that expedites freedom. And the truth of our natural state of being one with the stars and galactic society. Of us are old souls, and we've been at this for many millions of years in terms of linear time, literally. So think big, think in bigger terms, where you transcend time. In other words, let go to naturally channel your bigness and what you're here to do with ease and grace and absolute supreme confidence and knowing. Now let's make sure we do this right to guarantee victory of the light. And complete the victory of the light. By Halloween night. So that the physical plane liberation naturally falls into place and unavoidably happens. Breathe in spirit through your nose, deeply and slowly. And let it out slowly. Throw all mental limitations out the window. You're going to completely throw caution to the wind. And just trust. See yourself in that gigantic, translucent silver crystal ball of trying. It's all there instantaneously. Trust. Let's call in Gaia. You can call her in your own way if you like. Authentic Gaia, we call upon the one true authentic goddess, Gaia. Please be here with us right here, right now. That's right, I know at least half of you can feel her, her essence, her consciousness, her presence. And for anyone who can't, just pretend that you can. Imagine what it would be like if you could feel her, and voila, you're connected. Because consciousness is king. See Gaia in the middle of this gigantic crystal ball, a door, a beautiful polar ice caps, clouds over the blue oceans. In the middle of this dotted golden ring that is all of you, all 144K members surrounding her in your, with your golden light bodies. And then we rise we start rising up through the layers of this universe. As it's soft, that soft flickering or flashing of light on the translucent walls of the crystal ball return. Bringing you into even more deeper centeredness, calmness, stillness, presence. Having that beautiful, soothing, therapeutic effect on your mind. Really unleash the power of your consciousness. As we rise above, towards massively high levels of light, to radically multiply the power of this mass intervention, transformer world. Look all around you. Look all around. See the next few 144K members over to your far left and far right. Go in the middle. We're making it happen. Take your last look at Gaia. And all of a sudden, everything goes bright white as we reach and push through that last thick outer boundary of this universe. And we're through and you see that big ball of light that is the universe that we just left. Quickly descending and turning into a small ball of light, and we see and rise above a whole ocean of other universes. And we rise above that. And we rise above a whole ocean of multiverses. Also looking like small balls of light. And we rise above that. And all that disappears. And call in your own guides if you consciously work with guides, while I quickly run through the standard protocols, maintain focus on Gaia primarily, as we continue to rise to profound, primordial managers of multiverses. One of our several secret weapons. Authentic Heart, Authentic Heart, we call upon one true Authentic Heart. Please make sure we go to you and no one else, True Heart. And you look up through the roof of the crystal ball and you see you can make out a point of white light. Way, way up above, there's a super high frequencies. Still reaching it. The whole roof of the crystal ball is now finally lit up. And we finally reach it. We come to a sudden, somehow gentle stop as we continue to acclimate to this super high frequency by gently, slowly, move through this platform of light. As it lovingly envelops the crystal ball. It closes at the bottom, opens up at the top. We nestle comfortably, lovingly, calmly on top of this platform of light. Insane amounts of light here. We form a straight line behind and a little above Gaia. In full, game-changing solidarity. The crystal ball peels evenly from the top center, nice and slowly. To more gracefully adjust super high frequency. And I mean super duper high frequency. If you're new, we can be a little overwhelming and understandable if you're finding yourself not yawning and trying to stay awake. That's okay. You'll get used to it. It's an adjustment because you're getting pumped full of this super high frequency. Especially if you're on the West Coast or Mountain Time in the US and Canada. We certainly got the raw end of the deal this time. Spend a minute or so really getting into that deep meditative state by simply looking at these very gigantic, very translucent beings of light, acting on behalf of Source, specializing in what they specialize, and especially if you're new, feel what they feel like to establish your own connection with them. Authentic heart, please send us a massive wave of your energy so we can truly feel you to an undeniable, unmistakable physical level. Remember to breathe in through your nose slowly and deeply. As you hold, focus on them without an ounce of trying. be present and look visually. Don't try to feel them. Open up your mind. Expand your consciousness to more. Freedom, love, healing, justice, ending the suffering, always lies beyond where we're at in terms of level of consciousness. So take that leap of faith and go there. Simply by intent, letting go and holding that internal focus. And pay a little bit of background attention on the center of your head, where a lot of your higher senses are. Stand firm. They are ritualizing. And thus exposing themselves. Golden opportunities. To clear. Ladening us down and denying us our freedom. Although that's inevitable, I prefer to have mine now, not in 12 months. Thank you very much. And without the turmoil and chaos. Simply being up here clears your field. Now restore or continue those deep breaths slowly through your nose. As you're feeling their unique energy signature. Brilliant for internal work, by the way. Well, the dear God, send us a massive wave of your energy into our hearts and connect with our hearts. Activate the heart. And its innate, intrinsic infinity. Now have a little background attention, background consciousness on your heart, your chest. And just wait for that profound, subtle little pulse. Again, if you're a sensitive, you'll just have to hold onto your chair. I know your hair's probably being blown backward as well, as if you're in a wind tunnel. But that's how big and mammoth these guys are. Needless to say, this effectively begins the mass meditation. stay centered. Maintain visual. I'm Gaia in the foreground. And these managers of multiverses. In the background. And just let go. Through this presence, we're going to actualize your power. That's what it's all about. Let alone your purpose. At the right place, at the right time. As your energy field is continually being prepared, you're not just sitting there. Okay. Now breathe through your heart. Feel their energy. You can trust. Think big. But grounded, mature, centered. Put a little bit of focus back onto Gaia and your guides, if you have them. While I quickly call in the rest of the teams, I call upon the Infinite Army of the Authentic Amalgam. I call upon the elders of the Amalgam. I call upon the team of beings that created this universe and physicality for the ultimate goal of this multiverse to corral darkness back to the light. It presents itself as one man, a giant golden being of light. Place him visually wherever it suits you. Hold that internal visual focus, because anywhere else in terms of focus is a waste. Now repeat after me. I call upon all of my higher dimensional higher selves. See him or her next to Oberon, which is the team of beings that presents itself as one man, a bright golden being of light. Place him or her next to him, your higher self. Visual representation of it, obviously. As all your high dimensional aspects go into their own meditative state, in real time, so to speak, matching our frequencies and connecting with our consciousness. Repeat after me. I call upon the entirety of my soul. And see that vast field of light, love, consciousness, unique identity, talents, strengths, purpose appear as a, like a little star just up above the HOD. These managers are multiverses. And let's finish up. Repeat after me. I'll call upon the entirety of my oversoul. I call upon my authentic I am presence. So your oversoul behind your soul has a slightly bigger ball of light in your color of choice for the sake of visual differentiation. And of course, the seemingly infallible I am behind that. Those long, infinite streams and rays of light, seemingly reaching past your oversoul and soul, authentic legion of light. Here, 44K. Consciously participating from the physical plane surface. Connecting and providing that missing piece to that infinite loop or power of the divine. To express it here on the physical surface of this density. Completing that elliptical, multidimensional for true transformation. There is Gaia. Here we are. Take us to the space and place and frequency of omnipresence. Briefly look at Gaia in the foreground and get that glimpse of your I am up above. And then everything goes bright white. You're so bright you have to squint your eyes as we are taken to omnipresence. You can barely see Gaia in the middle, very faint. And the bright light disappears. We henceforth operate from omnipresence to multiply the power of this mass meditation by another 100-fold. That's how you get free. Authentic Legion of Light. It is October 17th. Full moon in Aries. Of 2024. There is Gaia. We hereby request the full concentration of our light, our consciousness, with your light and your consciousness to work through us, the war over energy and consciousness down to the physical surface of this planet, and remaining densities. After the 1st of November, especially in the Freedom Key of the planet, the activation of approximately 100,000 enemy combatants of the so-called cabal brought in primarily through the southern border, the collapses. And just devolves into a completely fruitless, harmless, and minimizing loss of lives. The liberation of the freedom key of this planet to therefore expedite with ease and grace the full liberation of the rest of all the nations of this sacred jewel, and to finally free Goddess. We hereby request the completion of the complete removal and or transmutation of all remaining physical dark ones, dark technologies, their rituals occurring in the now of this moment. With the goal of raising the frequency of this planet manifold radically transforming the timelines, radically transforming reality, so-called reality. Thanks to our conscious physical projection of our consciousness from the physical plane, that we are actualizing now. Work through our consciousness without limitation. Clear all remaining dark through and thanks to our consciousness we are projecting here and now from the physical plane. Now maintain that relaxed, detached, or as if you don't care, non-trying stillness, place Gaia in a white quarantine sphere, because we, you know, we're entering the peak period of their holiest of holies. And again, throughout the surface, because the surface is all they have left now, they can't do this in dumbs. They are desperately walking around in circles. Now take that brief little glance up above the hod at your soul over soul, and I am your true identity. That's what expresses themselves through your each of your dimensional, higher dimensional vessels. And your I Am presence in particular, also your collective consciousness of all your higher self, higher dimensional aspects. you've got many, many higher aspects to you, depending on the realm, dimension, or density. And because of your conscious projection from the physical plane here of your consciousness, you are sort of unifying all of that through your I Am and throwing its crushing weight onto anything that's harming any child, perverting any consciousness, sadistically harvesting energy, and whatever garbage that resulted in the long lost and unintended compounding result of the so-called game of contrast. For souls to know thyself. Let's get real and remember what it's all about. And have that clarity on ending the garbage. This is our moment, not theirs. But you have to believe so that your consciousness allows for this multi-density quantum waveform particles to localize into whatever you see fit. But from a grounded steel-centered, higher and mature consciousness. As a team surround us, we surround Gaia. Let's spend about 5 or 10 minutes mopping up, clearing garbage that they've conjured up, which suits us only because, you know, they expose themselves. We're just there standing with the metaphoric baseball bat. So in other words, if you're new, see Gaia in a quarantine sphere. Make the decision through a simple intent where you set up the unlimited power of your consciousness with a particular algorithm. Where you see Gaia holographically in whatever single color that to you represents omnipresence, multi-density, omnipresence, so you can see anything and everything. Of a dark nature, wherever it is, on whatever plane, whatever density, whatever altitude, your algorithm is set for anything that needs to be transmuted, which inevitably raises the timelines, raises the frequencies, because we're clearing baggage. Let's just do this for 5 minutes. Clear up the garbage that they're literally conjuring up. as they, in real time, walking around in circles. So Seagate, broaden your field of vision, that godlike, supra, I am, consciousness, field of vision, utilize it. You don't have to see things perfectly from far away. It'll look like little black specks. As always, your rational mind will translate it, I guess, into something that conscious mind will understand. Look over at your I am, your soul, your guides on the other side of Gaia. What are they showing you? They need you to play your part. You're that connecting link. Now I see some sort of a, I don't know, I'll call it a split stretching from the North Pole to the South Pole. So they're closing that up. As always, you can always, when you're turning, in other words, transmuting anything dark into white light per your soul purpose, always do whatever you need to do to change the background colors to see in contrast and differentiate between your white transmutational light and the background. The background of Gaia around the quarantine sphere. Another tactic is to try less. Allow your multidimensional light to work through you more. But still be centered and focused. And this panoramic spectacle is seen as your consciousness transmutes. Through this multidimensional effort, multidimensional, multiversal coordination and focus of light. And make no mistake about your impact. I've absolutely no doubt about that. 144K veterans know exactly what I mean. And you don't have to see things perfectly at all if you're new. Quite often the faint images are typically the most accurate ones. That's a comfortable generalization. And it's normal for, you know, sometimes to be able to settle into things. Now tune in with your heart as well, not just visually, to your soul. See your soul over soul, and I am as those three profound spheres way over on the other side in the background. To channel them, but also see what your current incarnational consciousness needs to connect to complete that elliptical, multidimensional kind of loop, for lack of a better term, emanating from your I am, down through all your higher aspects into your current incarnational aspect, and back up again to channel planet-changing power. So broaden that vision, you know, miniaturize things if you have to include your I am, I have a soul, soul, two of the heart on either side in the background. Let your consciousness run wild with that limitless attitude of a child. As this higher level of consciousness will get you free. And look at your soul. Ask it. In that carefree, detached, centered, still, non-trying way. What is it that I'm here to do? What is it that we're here to do? Work through me now. And then be that silent, non-trying witness. And I'm not going to get into what I'm seeing, just to make sure it doesn't affect or color your particular psychic filters. Anyone struggling, look up at your soul, look down at Gaia, try to see both at the same time. And that is this. Again, your consciousness is the big enabler, the big unraveler. Hold the vision. That's the connecting link. Hold vision of the teams on the opposite side. It's at a minimum, your soul over soul and I am, and Gaia in the foreground. And allow your consciousness to truly believe that your soul over soul and I am, when needed, is working through you, and hold that consciousness, that particular vibration, that frequency of this incomprehensible concentration of universal, multiversal, and beyond light working through you by simply being that centered, non-trying witness. Sometimes it's normal for it to, you know, get into it, so to speak. That's normal, especially on moon. This is eclipse-like energies. Have a go at letting them, the hard, or your higher aspects of doing the work, as you just be the witness and holding consciousness on them. Shine, channel your unique pre-assigned purpose and task. That only your uniqueness can fulfill. Embrace your bigness by stepping aside and throwing caution to the wind. Anything dark, turn it into white light, transmute it in other words, and then watch it disappear. In case you haven't noticed, all that is faith in you. Okay, just repeat after me, unless you're in the middle of something and you need to hold focus per your unique soul, talent and purpose. Authentic lens of light. Authentic I am presence over soul and soul. Work through me now. And completely shut down and reverse all physical dark rituals. Attempting to herald in a dark, brutal, chaotic chapter. Reverse it all. We hereby command 2 weeks becomes the biggest uplift and transformation of energies. Catapult us now into a far greater, higher frequency timeline. And complete the full loss of power and influence of the Dark Ones. Here on the physical surface. And that of the so-called lurker and any inorganic dark technologies remaining from the space of omnipresence everywhere at once. Actualize this now. And once again, folks, as you look down at Gaia holographically, you can see everything everywhere. All densities, all frequencies. The spaces in between time space, in between timelines, down to this quantum and subquantum level. I've got this weird tri-star thing that just needs disarming. Some of this is millions of years old, very dark technologies. So advanced that it's indistinguishable from magic. We all know that famous quote. We're here to disarm it. Because our tolerance levels to anything denying us from freedom, joy, love, down to zero. Drop your tolerance levels down to zero. Again, anything that they're conjuring or activating with their incantations, invocations, sacrifices, and conversely, firing up, well, whatever technology they have left, which isn't much these days, it'll, you know, whatever dark thing they're conjuring, invoking, or bringing forth, or activating, one way or the other, even if that thing, whatever it is the size of a atom or quantum particle, your psychic mind will still show it to you as something big, you know, within Gaia, just so that your rational mind can see it. Just make sure you transmute it. And really move or engage the limitless, waiting to be utilized, right hemisphere of your brain via the highest form of consciousness there is, referred to in this matrix as imagination. Unleash your consciousness, your omnipresent limitless consciousness, by unleashing so-called imagination. And anything that you're here per your unique soul purpose, anything that you're here to do, transmute, or activate, that imagery is already there. You don't necessarily have to do that much other than pay attention, be present, and hold that relaxed, absolutely non-trying, instantaneous visual. To absolutely transform this world. Always wanted to change the world. As a young adult, well, here you are. Have at it. Now's your chance. What secrets of your own consciousness and your own ability and true identity are you yet to realize? You really have to let go and let God, as the old saying goes, by holding focus on that internal visual. As we continually upgrade the timelines, the frequencies, by clearing baggage or garbage, it's all the same to me. Transmute first, ask questions later. Don't try and understand the details from the rational mind linear perspective. That only limits you. Broaden that internal vision to include at least a couple of beings on the far side, and transmute, 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 and do not stop. We've only got 5 minutes left of this initial mopping up, clearing up the garbage process. Okay, it looks like they're really going gangbusters throughout the Americas. though it just seems like auric damage, energetic damage to the sacred goddess Gaia. They know this is their last hope. Stick with it. We are the ones, responsibly, utilizing and harnessing the full potential and energies of this super full moon to prevent and reverse what would otherwise be a rather unpleasant Halloween season and November period. Allow yourself to see the teams in the fog in the background and go into that relaxed, non-trying, meditative state. True secret is about to be revealed. That'll be that final and true reverse salient for complete transformational energies down to the surface. Now, if you're one of those that isn't focusing on anything in particular, or if you're feel as if you've fulfilled your particular soul assignment, move waves of transmutational light through North America initially, holding the intent to shut down portals and vortexes that these charming characters have opened up. And see all these portals and vortexes across North America and are being lit up into white light and then just gracefully disappearing, leaving that dark violet or indigo background color of the surface area, place. If you're a goddess the female half of the original whole soul, there's a request coming through the multidimensional wires for you to do something in particular. So just finish up. As you will see, you will receive instructions on something pretty cool in about 5 or 10 minutes before we finish up. So if you are a goddess, now's your, you'd be well advised to take that bathroom break now, because you'll be doing something specific in a few minutes. Nice. North America looking better now. Keep it up, everybody, for those of you who are closing portals and vortexes at these nut jobs. are walking around in circles in their cloaks and masks on sensitive grid points, attempting to desecrate the sacred goddess Gaia. Once again, folks, don't worry, you don't have to see things perfectly. By taking control of the energies the way we are, only good can happen. It's just the way it works. See all these, again, from far away, they'll look like initially black dots, but then white dots across the continents and then disappearing. As we're closing their vortices and portals, they attempt to pollute Goddess Gaia. Now, some of you may see through these portals and vortexes. Now, they're going to look like tunnels or wormholes kind of thing that lead down to a sphere contained within it, a dark realm. Much like those worlds and universes that were very well disclosed in those old Men in Black movies. So if you see any dark spheres within the surface area of Gaia, which is usually some other hidden realm within another slightly different frequency or density, imagine these lines, these, let's just call them tunnels or wormholes, coming through down just below the surface area of each continent where they're doing these rituals. And again, your higher psychic mind will show you micro images, individual images. Our responsibility and job is to clear what it is that they expose and bring forth for us. Part of this final, I suppose, 2-week campaign of final clearing of all baggage, lightening us down, lightening humanity down, denying us our freedom. We revoke and nullify and withdraw our consent and agreement to that. Transmute, 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 transmute. And do not stop transmuting. It is your literal ticket to freedom and galactic family return, reunion. And that's just the way it works. I'm just going to be silent for a couple of minutes to finish up my task. because what I need to focus on, and feel free to comment in the Telegram chat if you ended up doing the same thing or finding the same thing, and that is there's kind of pockets of blackness, pockets of, I'll just use the term dark universes, dark worlds, or like temporal bubbles for Cosmic Disclosure fans, that exist in parts of the world where there was major negative events, you know, pain. And they're able to, throughout the past, over how many millions of years. And that's where they're able to exist. That's the environment. So let's transmute that, clear the pain, clear imprints of past negative events, a lot more than just Atlantis. And remember, your consciousness is limited. Just go there. Throw caution to the wind and go there, and you'll see typically the spheres. Sometimes they're amorphous blackness in parts of the planet where there's pockets of darkness that are still interfering, say the least. Transmute them, turn them white, and leave whatever color to you represents goddess, whether it's magenta, violet, indigo, whatever. Again, zoom out, take that occasional zoom out to see the teams, to maintain some background consciousness on the teams, your higher aspects. This is why you want to engage in the right hemisphere of your brain, which can focus on more than one thing at a time. Always remember, there is no limit to your consciousness. It all comes down to how far you can stretch your level, current level of consciousness. That's the only limitation here. But it does consist of going beyond your reference points. That's where the real magic is. So primarily throughout the surface, you know, plus or minus. Look for any pockets of concentrated blackness. Within that, there will be a cube or a sphere holding a rather nasty kind of darkness presence or even a civilization. Turn it white, transmute it, zap it, watch it disappear, leaving that stunning goddess color background in its place. Don't worry about what density or what plane or, and the reason why we, I suppose, finishing up on consolidating, clearing the past, really, in the linear sense, although it's all an illusion, it's all in the now. But we're focusing on clearing these pockets of blackness imprints from resulting negative events of the past, because this full moon in Aries is bringing up a lot of anger, right? Anger, hostility. And what's underneath anger? What's the cause of anger? Now, the majority of you will know it's pain. pain is always underneath anger. And that's what these negative events throughout the history that we're clearing, again, they look like, you know, dark patches here and there. That way, sources of pain that powers anger is found and transmuted. So that there's far less anger, and therefore conflict, therefore hostility, therefore chaos, therefore God knows what else you're trying very hard to succeed with. Now take that glance back up at your I am, the HOD in the background, and just say, consolidate and complete all sources of pain in terms of their transmutation. Wherever there is anger, find and transmute the source of it. Which is always, and within that pocket of pain, of that, whatever negative event or whatever past bygone era, you know, there's a negative civilization or dark consciousness within it. Turn it white, transmute it, clear. You can see it all at once if you want. And that's what I'm doing because there's so freaking much of it. Omnipresence, engage omnipresence within the white quarantine sphere. Lots of trapped souls in these pockets of pain of past negative events. It is hoped we free them to the literal godlike powers of consciousness projection from the physical plane to any other time, space, density, or plane of existence. Turn it white, if you can see a lot at once. Again, there is no limitation to how you see it. And as always, there's always those two forms of vision. The micro, seeing a particular individual kind of detail, regardless of size or density or realm or quantum field or sub-quantum field or unspaced or null zone, whatever, your algorithm, your intent is set on whatever's holding us back. That's it. That's all you need to do. Such is the limitless power of your consciousness when projecting from the physical to the non-physical. Always remember that. It is literally transforming a world, getting us freed. Now I need to focus on my part in this mass, mega transmutation, release and healing of past negative events where remaining darkness is able to hide within. So allow yourself or be open to, if you haven't already, seeing, again, typically, an amorphous blackness patch from a distance, and then within it, once that's cleared, you may see a black sphere or cube holding darkness, transmute the ether, drop your tolerance level down to zero, embrace your bigness, step aside, allow your bigness to come through you, let go, transmute, bring in the light. goddesses, I promise I haven't forgotten you. Stand by. This is an operation. I'm just going to be silent for a couple of minutes. When I come back, we're going to finish up, consolidate, and jump in frequency and timelines big time. Completely, not just neutralizing, but reversing. The current timeline and dark intentions of Halloween season, their last hope. Remember to look up at your I Am and the HOD occasionally. Play around with that limitless attitude of a child. Okay, now if you're a goddess, that's more about simply channeling goddess like, because many of you are not here to face and transmute the dark directly. You're more the ultimate power behind the scenes that drives everything. The way a power plant provides electricity and power to a whole city. If you're in that category, it's time to fulfill your unique soul purpose and express who you really are. So hover over. Again, see it in a translucent way with, you know, thin highlighted coastlines of Syria. Okay, so you'll see Turkey, the Eastern Mediterranean, Israel, Egypt, the Red Sea, and see the goddess vortex within that pentagram throughout much of Syria. If you're not sure how to do that, ask your soul, but then receive the image and it'll show it to you. But again, you have to be willing to allow your higher mind to show it to you. It's always about receiving through a simple algorithmic setting of the intent. With that ounce of trying, and it's instantaneous, and that's just the way it works. Now, this time we're going to, you're going to insert goddess, light, and frequency into that goddess vortex in whatever state it's in, because you know it's a war ravaged region, so it needs a bit of upkeep. Alter the quantum waveform particles in whatever way you see fit by injecting kind of like a beam of rainbow colored. For most of you, you'll see it that way. The most softest, unconditionally loving, rainbow-colored goddess energy from the cosmos. Into this pentagram area, of Syria, the Syrian pentagram, goddess pentagram, rainbow vortex coming up and through it. Move that beam of light, of goddess light, a multicolored beam of light through that goddess vortex in Syria, all the way down into the core of Gaia. Because now it'll get through. More of it will get through. Again, float around. Allow your intent, your unlimited consciousness to show it to you. You see it reach the core of Gaia, touching her heart. And just hold and build on that energy. And prime the pump, so to speak, by seeing her core begin to light up, upgrade, increase in frequency in whatever visual way expresses that to you, to your rational mind. All right. Now, for those of you who may not know, the so-called lurker and physical dark ones and some demons left, non-physical demons that are still working through physical aspects of physical dark ones, cabal members. Then you got witches and warlocks. Anyway, they're working through their energy. Again, primarily physical incarnates working through their energy to try to create and trigger a physical black swan event for the United States to screw things up, to make things an unbearable 6 months instead of a blissful 4 weeks. And that's quite a difference. And that's a kind of timeline change we're about to achieve. So let's finish up with looking up at your I am, soul over soul, see it there, look up at the heart. And anyone else you can fit in to your vision, in a panoramic vision before you. And repeat after me. Authentic I am presence. And look at them as you say this. Authentic I am presence, over soul and soul. Authentic HOD, guides, mass, legion of light, work through me now, here on the surface, through my consciousness and intent. From the space of omnipresence, it is commanded. Find and clear all physical and non-physical aspects beings and technologies, negativity and darkness presence that is intending or enabling any black swan event for any part of the world, particularly the United States, up to the point of the US presidential elections on this physical flame from the space of omnipresence. Okay, he didn't like that. Some sort of explosion of black crap. Something got unearthed. Transmute, transmute, transmute. Turn it white, then watch it disappear. Now, if you're one of those goddesses that was infusing, bringing in, channeling mass goddess energy through the access point of the goddess vortex in Syria, and that sacred goddess pentagram, pentagram being a goddess symbol, amp it up. Begin to amplify, prime it. Inject more goddess energy through the Syrian vortex all the way to the core of Gaia, and then from there, start expanding this crystal-like, oh-so-soft, oh-so-unconditionally loving, giving, totally stereotypical goddess energy in whatever visual form that takes for you, for your reference points, and then expand it slowly, building it up throughout inner earth, basically, but at the physical density level. Whatever transforms, and I mean transforms with a capital T, the timeline for the next 2 weeks in particular. We're skipping the timeline of the mass black swan event. The Cabal still have control of over 100,000 trained professional operatives just within the United States. So F that, we're smashing them. Take no prisoners. Anyone not entirely sure what to focus on? See North America? Grid lines? You don't have to know exactly where they are because your higher mind always knows. Hold the right algorithm, in other words, intent. See the grid lines throughout North America, light up like a Christmas tree in amongst a stunning indigo background. Completely transforming the fabric of reality. Back to the goddesses, begin to move and bring in the goddess light. Move it close to Earth's mantle, the lower end of the crust, where there's loads of primarily positive civilizations at this point, within honeycomb Earth. Lighting up crystals. Lighting up clearing and crystals and activating previously dormant crystals and minerals throughout Gaia. That's right, we're going to turn it into a totally girly, prissy, glistening thing, the whole planet. Where darkness can't even exist. You just can't. Too much light. Command it. Actualize it. You want freedom? Here it is. This is how you get it. It's not done for us. Doesn't work that way. Begin to move that goddess light throughout And you're going to narrow your focus here to make it more concentrated. Begin to bring the goddess light, lighting up everything, every quantum particle, sub-quantum energy. But within the third density, including the space in between time-space and sub-quantum level, move it slowly up through the bottom area of Earth's crust. In other words, where a lot of the inner Earth civilizations are, a lot of where the dumbs, at least most of the dumbs used to be. Light it up, altering the fabric of reality, focus on third density. All the frequencies and spectrum within the physical plane. I can't imagine, well, I can imagine how many millions of lives, if not tens of millions of lives, we're saving, literally. Make it happen. This is your chance. Believe. And now I'm gently move that pure goddess light. So visualize the softest rainbow colors, basically, in from whatever angle you want or is presented to you. You can see there's a like a cross section of Gaia, and move the goddess light. More and more, closer and closer towards the surface. Third density, quantum is our quantum level. Some of you may already be seeing, for lack of a better term, shards of light or little pillars of light or slivers of light bursting through the holographic indigo surface of the third density. Of this planet. This will radically amplify our ability to connect with or receive contact from the Garthans, by the way. I can almost literally, viscerally feel the shift in the timeline. Because whenever they attempt something massive, even if it partially succeeds, but doesn't, at least not anywhere near what they were hoping it would, all it results in is in further exposure, where the unconscious majority is forced to look at it. Just like Hurricane Helene exposing and Milton, for that matter, exposing weather manipulation weapons. You know, that cat's out of the bag now. Totally screwing them up. Achieves the same thing, but without the massive loss of life. Because all these efforts want to do is cull. That's what's powering them. All right, begin to bring, if you haven't already, that goddess light slowly through the surface, because it's a big adjustment for the surface population. See, grid lines, ley lines, crystals, especially, I don't know, what have we got? Crystals throughout the Appalachian Mountains, crystals in Magazine Mountain in Arkansas, and so much more. Bring it forth, bring forth the light. That is the role of the star seed. Okay, zoom out. If you're not doing anything in particular, see the teams in the background. Your I am at a minimum. You can see rainbow colors of all shapes, I guess, form. Just begin to burst through that dark indigo surface color of the oceans and continents. Restoring her back to her glory. And restoring goddess worship. The love of the self, if you are a goddess. A higher understanding and accurate perspective of the self, if you are the female half of the original whole soul. So we're really synergizing with a lot of multi-density, multi-dimensional surface and off-world activities and operations of the light forces. Very synergistically preempting a rather nasty black swan event that would collapse everything in the United States, which would sort of screw things up everywhere else. All right, now bring the goddess energy. Through the surface, but also through the sub-quantum field. That would inevitably clear all remaining dark technologies, much less dark consciousness of the so-called lurker. Move it through the surface and up into lower atmosphere. See any surface area in whatever way works for you and bring the rainbow-coloured super high-frequency light through it. Into lower atmosphere and really concentrate it there. Zoom out occasionally, see the teams in the background. We're clearing roughly 3 billion years of darkness, by the way. And a lot of its pockets of magic-like technologies. We're ending it all. Nice. I can feel her more. Don't know if you can. I'd be interested to know. Now let's finish up. Zoom out. Look at the teams. Okay, she looks like a white ball of light. Let's move the goddess light through the lower atmosphere into the upper atmosphere. Nice, keep it up. I think her magenta macabre has been reactivated or something like that, or cleaned out. All right, move it through, you goddess, light, through the subquantum field in particular, as well as the quantum field of the third density, through the lower atmosphere, into the upper atmosphere. This is a much faster process because not a lot of people there. There's some past imprints of negative events to a degree, but that's being cleared because it can't exist in such intense, unconditionally loving, unconditionally soft, unconditionally forgiving goddess energy. That's just the way she is. Move it through the atmosphere, as all light forces and multidimensionals are working with us and through us, making it happen. See this stunning, multi-layered, multi-colored, rainbow-colored, magenta-colored, holographic layers and filaments, for lack of a better term, the full energetic anatomy of Gaia, right through to low Earth orbit. We are done. A major preemption has been fulfilled. Well done, beloved ones. Big time. Well done. Bringing release, healing to the past pains of all past negative events where they were still dark. Consciousness or civilizations existing within. Thank your soul over soul, and I am your guides, the heart, Oberon. We're going to finish off with inviting inner earth positive civilizations, primarily the Agathans, we're going to invite them to connect with us. And it will happen if it is for your highest good. So repeat after me. We call upon the authentic Agapans. Or any other positive inner earth civilizations of the light. Feel them. You have our permission. And invitation to connect with me, communicate with me. And now allow. All right, well done. That is brilliant. As always, not for the first time, we've got so much to be proud of and grateful for. And I know if you're on the western half of the US and Canada, you'll be ready to just crash on the bed. It was a 2 a.m. get up for us, and how well can you sleep on a full moon? Especially when there's a super full moon with eclipse-like energies. And at the beginning of Halloween season, you're not going to sleep much. And the last and final throes of planetary liberation were going to be difficult and intense. We understand that. So well done, everybody. Feel the immense... the immense love and gratitude from basically all that is, basically. Much less the gratitude of Gaia herself and the goddess archetype, the millions of lives that we literally saved. And helping to save white hat lives through their operations going way better and more smoothly. And well freaking done. It's just can't be comprehended and said enough. Please receive. Feel free to share anything worthwhile sharing in the Telegram chat, preferably. As always, keep it short. And feel the love and gratitude of Goddess and all, and the entire cosmos. Onwards to freedom. It's going to be an interesting 2 weeks till the next mass meditation, which is on the new moon Halloween night. But we're going to finish it all off. I salute every single one of you. And well done for being a hero. This is your loving servant, the unknown light warrior, bringing this physical plane broadcast and intervention to a close. Love to you all.